Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, we are recording. Welcome to session one of our Deadlands Reloaded game entitled Hell Hath No Fury. It's going to crack you up forever, isn't it?
Everything cracks me up.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and settle the recorder where it'll be able to pick up Celine and all of us. This thing actually works really well. We're going to go around and real fast introduce ourselves. My name is Noah. I'm going to be the GM. And for session one, I will also be playing the characters of our two missing players. The characters are Sister Elizabeth Clarence, who is going to be our blessed, and Sapa Song Mahetu, who is an Indian brave. Let's go to my left is my lovely wife.
Hi.
Your name?
Wait, my
real name.
Molly.
And what character are you playing?
I don't remember.
Here.
Wait, it is? Why did you start with her?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
All right.
I can't say my name without laughing.
Molly's playing Mad Molly Reynolds.
Why I can't say it without laughing.
She's playing Mad Molly Reynolds. Mad Molly Reynolds is going to be our mad scientist.
Oh yeah, that's what I am.
Directly across from me is
Jess.
And you are playing
Jessica Nobel.
And she is
a huckster.
She is a huckster. To Jess's left is
Joanna.
And
just want you introduce yourself as Joanna.
Yeah, for your name, you can introduce yourself by what we call you.
Call me Joey.
Okay.
She's a boy.
Stop. And your character's name is
Joanna Dawson.
Joanna Dawson.
Like Titanic.
Right. And Joanna Dawson is our veteran, our veteran of the Wild West gunslinger.
Veteran of the Weird West.
And joining us via Skype,
I'm Salim, and I'm playing as yet unnamed shaman.
As yet unnamed shaman. Fantastic.
I think that should be your character's name, as yet unnamed shaman.
Maybe there should be like a that means sign that I could go for.
Maybe there should be a thing where you won't tell us your name. Ha, ha, that works.
Damn shaman. That damn shaman. That sounds like a new TV show. Alright, just for our listeners, we are all completely new to this gaming system. Celine and I have both played other games before along the lines of D&D and things like that. As far as the rest of our players go, Molly, Jess, and Joey have never played a tabletop RPG before. So this is an all-new experience for them.
I want the purple pen.
You want the purple pen. I should know better. I was just passing out some pens and stuff, and she had to have that one. So let's go over some basics about the game. Deadlands is a alternate version of the Wild West, in which in 18... Let me get the dates right. Hold on. I've got my little date program that our lovely friend Ethan gave me.
Wait, date what?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. In about 1876, I believe it is, a great quake occurs in California and severs connections with certain parts of it. Certain creatures start to roam, and the compound of ghost rock, which is very similar to coal, is discovered. It burns 100 times hotter and 100 times longer than coal. So people start to use it for all kinds of new inventions, and a whole new era of what they call new science is founded. The Civil War, the year currently, it is 1878. The Civil War is sort of winding down. There are six major nations in the U.S., the Union, led by President Ulysses S. Grant, does not recognize any of the other nations. They see themselves as the sole...
What happened to Abraham Lincoln?
Lincoln, I assume, is dead. They actually...
Who killed Lincoln?
What's really funny...
Booth? But the Civil War isn't...
The Civil War itself is still going. Certain other events may have happened. They actually don't mention what happened to Abraham.
What year did Abraham Lincoln die in, Joey?
Sometime in the 60s. 65?
Oh, okay, so the Civil War is going all the way longer.
It's 20 years longer than the Civil War.
Oh, okay, got it.
Continue.
The Civil War is in the 60s. I know!
I'm studying American history, too, right now, also. It's really sad.
So the Civil War is still going. Grant is currently president. There's also the Confederate States of America, which are led by one Jefferson Davis, who has been in office for a good number of years now. As we begin, you are all on a train. You are leaving. Now let me get this right.
Wait, who's Professor Xavier again? Seriously, just tell me who's who.
Oh, I'm sorry. For the listeners, I forgot my regular minis, and I had to pull my random minis bag out, so I'm using actually a HeroClix Professor Xavier to represent. That's Elizabeth Clarence. That's our blessed. This is Sapasung Mahetu.
He's a sand raider.
All right. This is going to be Jessica Nobel.
I'm a black guy.
Girl, actually. That is a girl. This is Joanna Dawson, and you're back here, Molly.
What's that from?
Star Wars. It's a Zerka scientist from Star Wars. Up front here, we have Celine's character. I actually gave you a female character. That's kind of weird.
This is a guy, actually.
Don't worry about it. It's just a mini to represent where she is. Is sitting in the cage here.
Maybe she should be Professor Xavier.
Would you relax? Would it make you feel better if she's Professor Xavier?
No.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to OCD.
I don't have... This has nothing to do with that.
The best part is you started to say, I don't have OCD, and you corrected yourself. Thank you.
Fuck you.
And she is apparently being guarded. You are leaving Chicago on a Wasatch Railroad, a Wasatch Line Railroad bound for Dodge City. As to why you're there, we'll get to that in just a moment.
Jess, you can draw the rest of the story.
Do we know each other?
Not yet. Okay.
I would just like to point out that Jess should don't offer their drugs.
What?
It's a cruddy little train. That doesn't matter. If Jess wants to draw our characters, that's something else again. No obligation. Okay. So as we open, you are all sitting on it.
That one with the gun. That is you. And I'm behind you, spacing out. My character looks spaced out.
So you're all on the train. You know, you've actually just departed about 5-10 minutes ago, have departed Chicago. Behave. Okay, so we have a name. That little bleep you guys just heard was getting a name.
Matoshka,
which means white bear or spirit bear.
Oh, I like spirit bear.
Spirit bear.
Okay.
Teddy bear.
We'll call English form will be spirit. Spirit bear. So you are all, you're on the train departing Chicago. Let's start around the table as to why you're on it. Molly, in your possession is a letter from a group called the Order of Lazarus, instructing you that you are to search out, you may want to write this down.
You want me to write? No one told me there was going to be writing. I refuse.
I'll write for you.
No, I can't read your handwriting.
Yes.
I'll give you notes later. It's okay. You are received a letter from the Order of Lazarus stating that they are requesting your capable research and intellect to hunt down one Professor Michael Liam
Ethan.
No, it's not Liam Neeson. Oh boy, this is gonna be one hell of a.
My hat fell off.
Is there a reason you're wearing the hat indoor? You're looking for Professor Michael Liam something. I'll give you the last name for sure.
Stop beating up Professor Xavier with Andy.
Handwriters don't behave.
Celine, I would like to point out I have to live with this. Breathe.
Joey can't stop touching things and it's annoying.
It's really funny.
I'm gonna pause the podcast for 1 second. No, it records as a separate file inside the same folder.
I like to remind myself of what a good boy he is by touching him when he's eating.
Okay, so we're back recording again. The giggle fits are over.
For now.
So
I'm done. More caffeine.
Oh, great. Shh. So you're on the train, and who was I talking to? Oh, Molly, you've been requested to find this scientist,
yeah.
And Liam.
Neeson.
No, it's not Neeson. Just stop that! You keep cracking up.
Laughing.
No, it is. It's just ice.
Yeah, well, it was under my foot.
Oh, okay.
No! Caffeine is the last thing you need.
You can have ice cubes.
He was trying to drink my soda.
Oh.
No, you can't eat that, Dex.
No, you can very much have ice cubes. Actually, here. Eat these.
He likes ice cubes.
Yeah, here, have
fun. Liam, Mike, Michael, Aiden, Brendan, Tierney.
Okay.
Is who you're after.
I'm guessing he's some sort of upper class person.
I'm what? Telling.
Nothing. Something completely unrelated to the game.
You've been
requested to find him and bring him back to Boston.
Is he a bad guy?
He very well could be.
We don't know.
That he's just right now.
Are we good guys?
Right now, what you know is.
That's a good question. Are we good guys?
No.
Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know. Joey's just asked, and I realized I wasn't sure.
We're good guys.
Jessica.
I'm an outlaw.
You received. You pretty much ran away from home to deal with your own things. And your in your travels you learned from a man how to become a huckster.
Some crazy old man in some corner.
Right. Well, he found you in the back of a tavern. He took you in. And he, you know, you lived with him for a while, and he taught you how to be a huckster and how to survive by gambling and things like that.
He corrupted me.
Pretty much. While you were staying with him in Chicago! He...
It's nice to you.
Okay. He, you received a letter, unaddressed, unsigned, saying that your father had, or your father's money had been, is being put on hold, and he can't access any of his money until you do something for whoever this is. And what you, the letter says is that you must find Connor Kalin.
So do we all have letters?
We'll get there in a second. Your letter says that you have to find one Connor Kalin and bring him back to Boston.
Wait, why do I have to
hear a tragic love story?
We'll see how it develops. Huh?
Wait, what's the...
Yeah, the Order of Lazarus requests his presence.
Order of Lazarus.
Lazarus. Joey, you're...
Lazarus Long.
You are a wanted person.
I know.
You have a price on your head for having stolen some taxes and given them back to
Robin Hood.
Yeah, pretty much.
I fancy myself Robin Hood.
Man,
I'm making it a fact of my character that I love that book.
Yeah, it's.
Ow! That was my head.
What happened?
As your whole thing is you have a price on your head in out of Deadwood actually.
Deadwood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
they want
you, and you made it all the way to Chicago.
Where's Deadwood?
Deadwood is I think that's North Dakota. I'm not really good with
Okay, so I'm going east.
You're going east. You were heading east from Deadwood. And you made it to Chicago, and you got a letter that says if you want. If you want that price permanently taken off your head, they can do that for you. You have to find one Jonathan Hunter and bring him to Boston.
So we're going west to get people and bring him to Boston.
Right.
Why is Dizzy?
Okay. I'm not going to tell you guys yet.
Okay.
Since she's not here and Andy's not here, I'm not going to tell you why they are on the train. Celine.
Yes.
You are a little bit different. You were captured. Where did you say you were captured? In Chicago.
In the city itself?
Well, in the outskirts, you were trying to secure some land for your people.
Okay.
and you're being brought to Dodge. You're currently trapped inside a cage, and there is a the man who caught you, and for some reason he knew you would be there outside Chicago, and he grabbed you and like he pretty much knocked you out, tied you up, kept you unconscious. He has all your things in a sack next to him.
I don't see a sack. Shut up, Molly.
Be nice.
Wait.
Go ahead.
What was my... Who am I looking for again?
John Hunter.
I have who? Connor who?
Connor. Kaelin. K-A-E-L-I-N.
So not like... From, like, G from NCIS-LA. No.
And, Molly, if you do actually want to try writing it down, you are looking for Liam...
I wrote the name down, I just want to write the rest.
Michael... Tierney. T-I-E-R-N-A-Y.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm still telling.
It's right here.
It doesn't matter, I'm still telling.
So you're all currently on a train towards Dodge. And, oh, I forgot to do something. Molly, reach into here and pull 3 chips, please.
I can see the colors.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, just close your eyes and pull 3 chips. Fantastic. Jess, 3 chips. Celine, I'll pull yours for you.
Okay.
Do I have 3?
I don't know, do you have 3?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Celine...
Apparently, we got one of each somehow.
Celine, you pulled 3 whites.
I'm a patriot.
Okay. And I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's fine. I'll explain what these are in a minute.
Robert Hood is a patriot.
And I get 1 for each of you.
A true patriot.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jen?
Sorry.
That's very impressive. You missed 1.
Where's the other one?
What these are, guys, these are called fate chips. Whenever you have a roll that you don't particularly like or certain other events happen, which I will explain, you can spend these. There are 3 colors right now. White, blue, and red. A white chip you can spend to re-roll any die roll, any trait die roll, which is not anything not damage, that you want. With, I just want to make sure that I have this right. With a red chip, you can either spend it to make a roll like you would spend a white chip. Or you can spend the chip and add an extra D6, 6-sided die, to the roll. However, if you spend it to add the points to the roll, I get to draw another fate chip from the pot. Which I get to spend as for your enemies against you. If you spend a blue chip...
I don't have any blues.
If you spend a blue chip, the blue chip can be used the same way the red can. This, except when you use it to add stuff on, I don't get a draw from it. If you use any of them just as a standard reroll, I don't draw. It just gets used as it'd be the equivalent of using a white.
I didn't understand a word of that. I understood it.
I'll explain it to you. I can explain it to you again later.
Blue's the best.
Blue's pretty much the best.
Oh, and of course I didn't get one.
There's only 5 of them in the pot. There's 20 whites, 10 reds, and 5 blues. So
white's the suckiest.
No, white's not really the suckiest because you can still use it to spend. You can also use them...
Yeah, but you get the option with the
right. You can also spend it to make what's called a soak roll, which is when you take damage, you roll a certain stat to see if you actually take the damage or if you can just kind of, like, absorb it and not let it bother you.
That was spectacular.
I'm dealing with Mom, what's wrong? I'm dealing with ADD children and they're stacking their dice.
Jess started it. She's the only one who doesn't actually have ADD.
No, she just has brain damage.
Thanks.
It's okay, I have a shrunken brain.
So as the train is going,
my dice are not stackable.
They just suck.
A conductor walks in and starts walking down the train, checks in on each of you, sees how you are, and then he stands at the front of the... He steps, looks at you all, steps into the next car, points at your guard, Celine, and beckons him to pull you out of the cage. So he does that, and the two of you walk into the back car, and he just kind of shoves you up against the wall and keeps his gun trained on you. And the conductor walks back in and stands against the door and goes, "Well, glad you all could make it."
Uh-oh.
"My name's Jason. You're all working for me now."
Stop with the crappy accent.
I've gone.
It's all about the crappy accent.
What is that supposed to be? Is it Southern?
Crappy Southern
Texan.
West. Oh my gosh.
Does it really matter?
Yes.
No. Yeah, where are you supposed to be from?
Doesn't matter.
I can't tell one way or the other for my character, so we'll
just... So he says, "You all working for me now. Each of you has a letter in your possession." Well, except for you. Damn engines. "You just couldn't help but get in the way."
She's incredible.
"So each of you has a letter from me. I need you to find some people and bring them back to Boston. You do, and you'll get a nice little reward. You don't, well, you don't want to see what happens if you don't."
We're screwed.
"Now, last I heard, your respective quarries were actually seem to be working together. The last place I heard them being was Dodge City. So you're heading to Dodge. You're going to stay on this train till you
get out of Dodge, Dodge."
Exactly, actually. There's a reason they say get the hell out of Dodge.
There is?
"By the way, Mr. Sung Mahetu, you other engine bastard." He looks at one of the other people who happens to be sitting in your car with you, and you realize that it's not just the four of you who are paying attention, but the other two people, one of whom appears to be a nun, the other one appears to be an Indian brave who's sitting there with all decked out. He actually, interestingly enough, is wearing white man's clothing. He's got a brown leather duster. He's got like a fedora style, like a large fedora style hat on.
He has to be wearing a hat.
Of course. I'm sorry?
My Tuscan would be looking at that guy with distaste. One of his people dressed like the white man would be getting a look of distaste. The white man holding a gun on him.
Actually, do me a favor, Celine. I want you to roll me a straight smarts check. So you're going to take your... whatever your smarts die is.
Okay, die 6.
Okay, and roll another die 6, which is your wild card die. Make sure you know which one is which.
Yeah, purple's wild.
Okay.
Purple got a 6, and the other one got a 1.
Okay. You got a 6 on the purple. Take that purple, re-roll it. Anytime you guys roll the match...
I have a purple dice.
Later.
I got another 6.
You got another 6. Roll it again.
I get a 1.
Okay. You got a 13. You actually recognize him.
Okay.
he's from your tribe, and he had left your tribe to go in search of one Naki Little Bear, who was a member of your tribe who had gone out to California.
Okay.
And everybody kind of lost track of.
Traitor.
You recognize him as Sapa Sungmahetu, a brave who, while not as devout a follower, obviously not a devout follower of the old ways like you are, you know, he's a warrior of your tribe.
Okay.
You know, you may not love that he's not a follower of the old ways, but you don't necessarily completely despise him.
Okay. In that case, I'll try to act like I don't notice him, and not make it as obvious as
right.
He is.
Okay. And,
what's the nun in the wheelchair up to?
For the listeners, like
he's
I said earlier,
our
oh, good lord. For the listeners, I'm using a Professor Xavier HeroClix figure that I pulled off its base to represent our blessing.
Why did you pull that one off the base when all the other ones are on bases anyway?
Because it's HeroClix.
Because the base for HeroClix bases are like that.
Oh, right, right, right.
They're like the size of a poker chip. Actually, it was already off the base when I got it.
HeroClix like to break.
What?
HeroClix like to break.
So, I was, where was I? So each of you are actually paying attention to him, and you realize that you're all pretty much in the same situation. Now, in the middle of his sentence, you all hear a whole bunch of loud gunshots.
Bang, 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 bang.
Why, thank you, Jessica.
I shot you
down. And the train actually shakes a little bit. And you hear some screams coming from some cars behind you.
There you go. Well, how about the shit and train?
All right, guys. The ambient noise picks up really well on the voice recorder. Let's try and
like me throwing the ice cubes.
Actually, yeah, it probably is going to pick up pretty well. So great. So after you hear that, you're sitting there, and you hear some footsteps actually on the top of your train car. So enough.
From Serenity.
Enough. So what are you guys gonna do? Jason turns to you and says, "Damn, I thought they were trying to stay away from this train."
We go investigate.
Yeah,
we go and investigate, totally.
You go and investigate.
Is the gun still on my gun?
What?
It says the gun still on my guy?
Your guy is actually not looking at you right now. He's staring up at the ceiling.
Run away!
Is that yummy, Mr. Dexter?
So
Dexter really.
He's actually not paying attention to you at the moment.
Okay, I'm just going to point out that I picked my second power as Chain Shape.
Ooh, fun. Is that... No, wait. Make sure that that's a novice power.
It is.
It is a novice.
Because there's different levels to it, so I can only turn into either a hawk, a rabbit, or a cat.
Very cool.
I just figure it fits his personality.
That's pretty cool. No, that's awesome. So you hear some running... Going across. No, that's fine. Just make sure the rain isn't going to come.
Holy crap.
Is it pouring still?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty bad here. So you hear footsteps going across. You're going to go check it out?
Yes.
Jason kind of actually will step aside from the door and say, this will probably be a good test of if you can handle what I've picked you out for.
Let's go investigate.
Okay, you go to investigate. And he actually looks at your guard, Celine, and kind of waves him to lower his gun. says, let's see what the little magic maker can do.
And are my supplies, my bag, still in the other cart?
Yeah, your bag is still in the other cart.
So we're going
in the other cart.
What?
You're going to the other cart?
Okay, so you run out to the other cart, and you find your bag of stuff.
Oh, no, no, he's not running. Not for them. He's making his leisurely...
Okay, so Spirit Bear turns and disdainfully walks out and turns...
I thought there were two... Was it Spirit Bear?
Spirit is the English name.
Oh, okay.
Disdainfully turns and just strides out. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm still, like, looking around trying to figure out what's going on.
You're still trying to figure out what's going on. Jess, what are you doing?
Walking to the back to the outside.
When you're walking, are you walking to the back? There actually is still cars behind you and in front of you. So you're walking out back this way?
Yeah, I'm walking to the end to go out.
All right, so you walk outside. You're going to roll a notice check for me. Well, under your skills, which are under where your chips are.
Okay.
Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah, there's a chance we're going to lose power.
No, I've already discussed that.
Well, that's flickered. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, they did. Under your skills, it should say notice.
And that, be an ambulance?
Yeah.
No, there is no notice.
You don't have notice.
I have no notice.
Okay, then you're going to roll a d4.
What's that?
The four-sided die, the pointy one. The really pointy one.
So?
Okay. And take the bone die also, the six-sided bone die. Shake them up and roll.
Ooh.
Okay. You got a two on both of them, so you actually got a two on notice. So you really don't see much out there.
Oh, crap.
I mean, you see the train. There's another train car behind you. Ooh, train. Joey.
What kind of a train? Like, is there a...
I have a really high notice.
Is the only door...
There's a door at either end. There are windows next to each of the seats.
Is the train moving, or...?
Train's still moving. The train's still moving.
Okay.
Just so you guys know... and Celine, you remember that image I showed you earlier?
Yep.
Okay. The car that you started in... was...
Oh, the tornado's here!
Don't even joke.
I want to see a tornado.
No.
It's dark out.
Down, girls. The car that you started in is the car that's further forward on the train.
Okay.
So you actually went backwards on the train to get to the passenger car where everybody else was. So for you guys, the train is moving in that direction.
Okay. I go to the back. Is there a way to climb up on top of the train?
As you step out the back, roll me notice.
Okay, I get a D8 for notice.
You get a D8, so you're also going to roll your a D6. You should have a white one. That's always, I want that always to be your wild card die.
This white one?
Right, so you're going to roll that plus your D8.
Which one's my D8?
That's the blue one.
This one?
Yeah.
She has like two blue die and
I pointed to the right one, it's fine. She's got the right one.
Suck.
You rolled snake eyes. Wow.
Suck.
Funk, you forget to open the door before you go out.
Hi, boy.
No.
You may not have buffalo chicken pizza, Mr. Dexter, no.
Molly.
Mom.
What? I'm sorry, there's a dog climbing on me.
No.
So, you forget to open the door before you walk out.
Okay.
Way to go.
Okay, so now I can try again to walk out.
Sure. Yeah, you shake your head and open the door and give me another notice check and a minus two.
At a minus two?
Whatever your roll is, it's going to be a minus two. Okay, so...
Four. Still get it.
No, you don't add them together. You got a one. So it's... You see a ladder to your side that you can climb up on top of the train car. But you don't see anything else.
Like me, you see me standing there being like, I didn't see anything.
Okay, so here's what my character's gonna do.
Okay.
My character doesn't feel like going out the door. My character wants to go out the window and try to climb onto the top of the train.
The train is moving.
My character does not care. My character is an idiot, but doesn't die that easily, so.
So can I just ask, are any of your inanimate objects telling you to do this?
Yeah, the window.
The window cell, you climb out me.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm going to make, like, but I have rope.
You have rope, okay.
Dexter!
So what would you try and do with the rope?
I'm going to put something sharp on the end of the rope, and I'm going to, like, kind of try to, not so much sharp as, like,
a hook.
As, like, a hook.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to hook on
to
the top of the,
give me your,
you went back to harassing.
You MacGyver. Give me a, just give me a new, give me a new science roll.
What do I have new science roll?
Look at your skills, you'll find new science.
D10.
D10, so roll the 10-sided die, which I gave you, it's that one, and the, always roll a D6 with it.
I have a problem. A very serious problem. There is something trying to eat me. And he's only in
Should we put the eatable, munchable thing back in his account?
No, he shouldn't spend all this time in there. It's just a baby. Okay.
I'm gonna get him a bone.
So.
Oh, suck!
No. 0 is good. 0 is a 10. Reroll the 10. 8? 16.
16.
Okay, so you got a 16. So, yeah, you managed to pull something out of your bag and out of your little bag of tricks, rig it to the to your rope so it's nice and secure, and you open the window, swing it around, and you throw it up top, and you pull, and yeah, it managed to stick, and you actually, as you look inside the car, it's actually going through the, you've actually managed, it was so sturdy that you've actually hooked through the roof of the train car.
Because Molly doesn't suck on the train. Yeah, I didn't walk into the door.
Celine, I'm going to come back to you. What are you doing right now? Did I lose Celine? No? Celine!
We lost it, somebody!
Now I lost. Oh!
What?
That could be why.
Why?
We lost internet.
Probably from the,
Well, I lost network, so...
That could be from the wind and the... And
yeah, let's,
The weather.
I'm gonna pause the audio for one moment. We'll resume in a moment.
I'll make you do it.
Okay, so we're back recording. We lost internet for a minute, and we lost Celine, so...
Can I close the door? I'm cold.
Yeah, it got cold also. So, just as a recap of what just happened, our MacGyver of a,
nut job
mad scientist pulled her rope out of her bag, pulled some other random little pieces of metal that she has in her little tool bag, rigged a hook, tied it to the rope, swung it around, threw it up on the top of the train out the window, and managed to hook it into the ceiling of the train.
And I did it all because the window told me to.
And yes, and she did it because the window told her to.
Okay.
She believes that the window talks to her.
Oh, and I'm not that friendly talk to me.
Is
yes.
He eating his bone or something he's not supposed to be eating?
He's
eating his bone.
He's talking about his bone.
For Christ's sake, I got
these things on the floor.
I'm sorry. Okay. I keep forgetting.
Where's his bone go?
Right here.
Okay. So actually, okay, so Molly's leaning out the window, tugging on this rope, which you really can't see, Celine. What are you, you're in the other train, you've just gotten to your stuff, what are you doing?
Okay, I'll be putting the, like, tomahawks in my belt and whatnot, and just getting the pack with me. And once I'm sure I have all my supplies, then I go back to the other cart.
Okay, so you head back into the other cart. At this point, we're going to start moving to initiative.
Yay, what's that?
Initiative determines the sequence of what's going on.
What does that mean?
Basically, I'm going to deal you cards, and whatever your card is determines the order in which you're going to go from now on.
Okay.
I deal them every round, but it determines when you go in relation to any bad guys or things like that go.
And she may have come to bad guys soon.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You think.
Celine, you're going on a 2 of hearts. Molly's going on a king of hearts. Jess is going on a 2 of diamonds. Joey's going on a 9 of clubs. I go on a 4 of hearts.
Wait, who are you?
Everybody else.
Oh.
So.
Now that
is a rescue horn.
Right. So...
I don't speak rescueese.
So, okay. So on a King of Hearts, Molly, you're up first.
Okay. You make the boy Dexter, didn't you?
You don't need someone to hold it for you anymore.
Oh, he looks so sad.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you're currently leaning out the open window, holding onto this rope. You haven't started climbing it yet.
Okay.
So, I mean, do you want to start climbing?
Yeah,
or?
Of course.
Okay. Do you have climbing?
Let me see. I don't think so. I have a... What's climbing under?
It would be under your skills.
I know, but like agility-based, because I only have fighting and lockpicking under that. And I have notice, repair, knowledge, science, new science, and guts.
Right. Then you don't actually have climbing, which means you're going to roll your wild card die, which is the white d6.
Where'd it go?
It's over there. You're going to roll a d4, and you're at a minus 2. You roll a 2. So you start to climb out the window.
Uh-oh.
And you've got your hand on the rope, and your foot slips on the windowsill. So you're...
Fuck you, windowsill. You told me to do this. You're supposed to help.
So you're currently... And the rope is currently now wrapped around your arm, so you're actually being dragged along as the train is...
Just remember that I'm hard to kill.
No, I know. You haven't been hurt yet. You're just kind of being... You're not being dragged along on the ground. You're kind of, like, flapping outside the train. Like,
woo-hoo!
Great. So I'll take that. Next up on a 9 of clubs is Joey. Joey, what are you doing?
I'm still out back.
Yeah, you're still...
I want to try to climb the ladder.
The ladder. Okay, give me a climb check, because the train... The only reason I'm really asking you for this, even though it's a ladder, is if... I don't know if you have climb or not.
I don't have climb.
You don't climb. Then again, D4 plus your wild card, minus...
Which one's the D4?
D4 is the pointy one that looks like a call... like it would really stab your heel. Roll both of those. And because it's a ladder, I'm going to give you a plus. So, yeah, you're going to climb right on up that ladder.
What did it come to? Like, I don't know.
It's a... Your better of the two is a 3, but I'm giving you another plus 3.
Yeah, how do you read this?
That one you read on the top.
Mine you read on the bottom.
That one you read on the bottom. Yeah, it's going to be a plus 3. You're using a ladder. So, plus 3, minus 2, because you're untrained in really climbing. So, yeah, you'll do fine. I mean, you'll scurry on
up. So, I climb up to the top.
So, you climb on up to the top. Grab your character, Joey. And put her right here. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah! Where's the rest of the ladders? I think I'm missing one.
It's to your right, or to your left.
Next
year.
Here you are.
And, yeah, we're actually going to say that the ladder is right here. Joey, if you want to just use this blue pen and make an equivalent mark on the... This is now the... This is the top of the train. That's the inside of the train. Celine, I'm going to swing you. I'm going to activate your camera so you can see what's going on. I really wish I had your laptop here, Joey, because you're...
We do.
Maybe I should... We'll worry about that later.
Why? Because my what?
Because your webcam flips around.
Hmm.
Celine, can you see the gaming table?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you see that there are now two little maps there?
Yeah, I'm guessing one's the roof of it.
Right. The
roof.
Yeah. That's the roof. Okay. So you're still currently inside.
Oh, yeah.
I just so you have a general idea of how that's working. We'll come up with a better system to show you everything that's going on.
That's working fine, actually, for me.
Okay. We'll probably use Joey's computer next time. Her webcam can actually flip around, so I can actually just keep you pointed at the game table, at the map at all times next time.
Okay.
Something to work on. Okay, so Joey, you've moved up. Your pace is a 6, which means you can move 6 squares at a time. Because of the ladder, we're going to say you've moved 3 so far. So if you want to move further, you can. You've got another three spaces. In front of you, on the next car over, you see four men holding guns. They're technically upwind of you, so they probably haven't noticed you yet.
Wait, she smells?
Ha ha!
No, but they didn't. But because they're upwind and they're on the top of a train, they haven't heard. They didn't hear her climb the ladder.
Okay, dokie. I realized that right after I said that.
Open mouth, insert words.
No, but
do they look aggressive?
They certainly look aggressive. They're kind of scarred. One of them has a sack over his shoulder. That
Okay, I've got my gun. Can I like have my gun drawn?
You don't have it drawn yet, but you have quick draw, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. So you can actually
fuck.
Language.
He said, like, she's the one who's being bad.
I know.
You have a beard, like.
Hi-yo! Let's not go there.
This is being recorded!
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. How do you do? Stop stacking them. Stop. You can quick draw your gun, and if you really feel like just taking a shot at one of them, you can absolutely just take a shot.
I don't know if I want to shoot them. I just want to have my gun out. Shoot at me.
Molly, can you grab the paper I just dropped
behind? But I guess I can quick draw so I can wait till they
before they get eaten by the next.
Well, I want to have my gun drawn in case they shoot at me.
Okay, so you have your gun drawn. Do you want to say something to them? Do you want to?
You said I can move three squares.
Am I still hanging from the side of the train?
Yeah, you're currently flapping.
Okay, I move three squares. I move them out closer to the car.
Okay, so you move.
Can I still yell? Like, can
you can yell. They're gonna have a hard time hearing. I mean,
I like fire my gun into the air. Right. I want to get their attention. I want to see how they're gonna react. Because I'm not the type to just shoot at somebody without asking questions first.
If you fire the gun, won't they just start shooting you though?
Not if it's into the air.
Joey, how many rounds does your gun carry? Six rounds.
It's a revolver. I'd assume six.
Well, not all revolvers carry six. But we're gonna. I believe it's called Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Okay. No, I don't. I don't want to fire a run. Well, so they won't hear me if I yell at them.
Oh, they'll hear you. I mean, you're just gonna yell pretty loud. Here's your revolver.
Okay.
Let's keep it. Count that down to keep track of how many shots you have left.
Okay. No, you know what? I want to yell.
Okay, so you yell. What are you going to yell?
What the heck are you doing? What the hell are you doing? So I don't know.
You crazy bastard! What the hell are you doing running on top of a train?
Basically something like that.
Yeah, okay. So,
And like, you know, who are you?
Okay.
Am I just still standing in the back like an idiot?
Well, no. You're, it's,
gone yet.
You haven't gone yet.
Okay, how do they react?
They turn around and, well, they haven't actually gotten, it's not their turn to react yet. Or is it? No, it is their turn to react yet.
Okay.
Because I go on a four of hearts. And I'll take your card, by the way. And on a four of hearts, I go, and, they all turn and, one of them's getting ready to jump to the next car. The other three turn around and look at you. And they sneer a bit. And one of them just... They all have their guns out. And one of them actually points and is going to take a shot at you. Was a six plus four. That's a ten. That's a hit with a raise.
Damn it! You should have shot at them instead of being nice.
Oh well, that was your mistake, wasn't it?
Okay, next time I'm not going to be nice.
And a
I know I so shouldn't have been nice. That was dumb as all.
Colt Peacemaker is 2d6 plus one, which is actually 3d6 because they hit you with a raise. Oh, it's,
So my dad...
Let's explain hits and raises. When you roll an attribute, or when you roll an attack, when you roll an attribute, you want to hit a certain target number that I will give you. When you're shooting, that target number is almost... Selena, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. My parents are just doing stuff downstairs.
Oh.
I looked that way.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't hear. You kind of cut out. That's why I was right. All right. So, whenever... Are you guys paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you roll, you always want to... When you're shooting someone, you always want to hit a target of a 4. Anytime you get 4 over your target number, it's called a raise, and something else good will happen. As far as this is concerned, that means they get an extra d6 of damage to you. And they roll an 11.
I'm dead.
No, you're not. Joey, what is your toughness?
My toughness? I don't know.
It's on the left, it should be the second set of stats down.
Oh. 7 or 2?
It's whatever number is all the way to the left.
2 base plus 1 half vigor.
No, here. These numbers.
Oh, to the left? 7.
Seft. 7. And they got an 11. That's a hit and a raise, which is a... You are stunned and you have 1 wound.
Damn it.
You are shaken. You are shaken and have a wound. So, on your character...
Choking hazard.
I got it. So, Joey, you have a stun and a wound. If you would like, you now will be taking a -1 to your,
How smart are you?
Come here, girl. Towards the dog.
Yeah, let's not entice him.
He's very excited.
You
He's
will.
His friend.
I'm gonna pause while we
deal with the dog trying to eat the cat.
Right. We have resumed. So you have a shaken and a wound. If you would like to not have that, you can spend one of your chips to soak it.
Worth it.
What? Alright, well, keep in mind that at you have 3 wounds. On your 4th wound, you're incapacitated, which means you are knocked out and you start to die.
And how many wounds does she have?
She has 1 wound right now, out of 4, possible, before she drops.
I think I'll wait and see what happens.
Okay.
I mean, a move could be worse. Next time I could get 3 wounds and I might want to use a chip, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, but keep in mind that if you soak it next turn, it's not going to soak down the wound you took now.
I know, but...
Okay, I'm just saying.
I could easily get more wounds in a turn than 1.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm fading.
You're fading?
Yeah. Do you want your...
Let's get through one more round.
Yeah, let's get through the round. Let's get through
one. That's what I was going to say.
What's
one more
behind
me.
Dexter's climbing you. Alright. Okay, so he took a shot at you. The Indian Brave is actually going to come out the door next to Celine, and he is going to climb up.
Careful, baby.
What's wrong? He decided to lick his paw.
Yeah.
It just looked really goofy.
Yeah, he makes
it's a goof.
He climbs up the ladder and ends up in front of them, and that's all he's going to do this turn. The Blessed is just sitting there starting to pray. let's see. Spades, hearts, diamonds. So, Celine, you're up.
Jess,
can someone hand me my phone?
It's Roz.
It's Roz? Okay. Here, it's yours.
Alright, we gotta pause recording. Now it's recording. I just have to apologize to everybody. We've been having some weather problems, and there's a very, very naughty young...
He's not naughty, he's a puppy!
There's a very, very puppy.
Hyper
puppy. And who keeps disrupting things and keeps trying to get out and things like that, so we have to keep going to deal with him.
He's a great boy.
It will happen next time.
Yeah, next time we're going to play at my house.
And then we'll have cats running through the room meowing.
Yeah, but at least they're not...
No! No! Dexter!
We'll drink it out.
Celine, you're up.
Okay, for the sake of my oath, there's no way possibly that he would be able to get off this train without dying at this point.
For the sake of your oath, unfortunately, you're on a train that is moving very fast. While your oath does say that you shouldn't be traveling via these means,
it's also not a suicide pact, so we're
going to go. It also does not necessarily assume that you're going to jump off a train and kill yourself to fulfill that oath.
Okay.
Oh, she has an oath where she can't, like,
And is there, like, some kind of ladder or something to get to the roof, or...?
Yeah, in between the cars, in between each car, there's a ladder leading to the roof.
And how far separate about are these rungs?
How far separate are the rungs?
Yeah.
A foot and a half, whatever the standard, you know, like a ladder would be.
So a cat would, in theory, be able to try to do this?
It's a straight vertical climb, so I actually would have to say no. Small light animal on a moving train with wind whipping around, trying to climb a ladder.
Bye bye, bunny.
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, what you could probably end up doing is climbing pretty much all the way to the top of the ladder, shifting, and then moving forward from that point.
Yeah, but that wouldn't actually help. I was just using it because I don't have a climb.
No. Like I said, you're using a ladder. It gives you a pretty high plus circumstance bonus to getting up there.
Okay, and you said the other brave is what, just basically standing around, or?
Huh? The other what?
The other brave?
The brave climbed up on top of the thing. It's the blessed who's standing around.
Oh, okay. So he'll go to the ladder to climb up, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not sure. My strength is only 4.
It's not a strength check. It's a on an untrained skill check. It's a D4 minus 2, including your, and then you also roll your wild card die.
Okay.
I think I neglected to explain that the way wild card dice work is it's an either or situation. You take whichever result is higher.
Okay, because I have a 1 on the die 4. That's not discrepancy anything, and I got a 6 on my wild.
Okay, you ace your wild card roll again.
5.
That's an 11. You certainly make it right on up there. Let me describe to you what's going on. You are standing at the backmost... What are you... Oh. Never mind. I don't care.
Is that water?
It's just water.
Okay.
No, it's just water. You are standing at the backmost edge. Do you have a little grid you can look at for your own reference?
Yeah.
Okay. You are standing in the middle square... The train car is 6 squares long.
Okay.
By 3 squares wide.
And I'm on what side? The 3 square side?
You are on the middle of the 3 square side at one end.
Okay.
Yeah, we should let him out.
Okay. Why don't you guys go let him out? I'm just going to finish describing this to Celine.
Next! Mom,
yeah, they're going to take the dog out while I keep describing. All right, so it's 6 squares long by 3 wide. You are on one extreme end in the middle.
Okay.
Next to you, so if you put that facing so that your character's closest to you, to your right is the Indian Brave.
Okay.
2 squares ahead of him is one bad guy.
Okay.
1 square further away from you and in the dead center is another bad guy.
Okay.
And then at the extreme other end of the train car on either corner are the last 2 bad guys.
Okay. And how much can you actually do in a turn?
You can move your pace... And you can perform one action.
Okay. And you can only fight with 2 weapons if you have a special edge for that, right?
No, I believe you can do it. You just take a an offhand penalty.
Okay. So does pulling himself up count as an action or not?
I'm basically saying it's like 15. It's a pretty tall train. It's going to be 15 feet up, which is a 3-square distance. So you've moved 3 squares. You have your pace is a 6, so you can actually move another 3. So hypothetically, you could move 2 squares up and be in contact with 2 of those guys.
Okay, but then I'm not armed right now, so.
Right. Well, what you can do is finish moving your pace and draw your weapon. If you wanted to draw your weapon and attack, that's another penalty. That's a multi-action penalty of a -2.
Okay, so I'll...
What the?
Yeah, I'll pop and grab one of my tomahawks, and I'll attack the one that's the 2 squares away from the grave. So I'll take the -2 penalty for it.
Okay, so you're going to take a -2 penalty. You're just attacking with one weapon, right?
Yeah, because I taking one out is one action, right?
So. Right. Someone blowing their nose?
No, they're using the drill upstairs.
Ah.
Wait, seriously? I'll just type to you, okay?
No. It's okay. It's okay. All right, so you're attacking that one. Go ahead and attack him.
Okay, so I have fighting 6. Is that what I use?
Fighting is a die 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So roll the die 6 plus your wild card.
Holy shit, my wild is a 6. Sorry, Holy Smurf. My other one's a 3.
Alright.
I swear I don't buy loaded dice. I have no clue.
Roll your die 6 again. Roll your wild card again, sorry.
Yeah, total of 9. I got a 3.
You got a 3. Total of 9. Their parry is a 5, so that's a hit without a raise.
Without the penalty, though. So I only got 7. Or no, I got a... Yeah, I had a 9 against 7, but you said they're only a 5, right? So it hit.
Well, you're right. Their parry is a 5, so you would have hit with a raise, but with the penalty, it's just a hit. So roll straight damage, which is going to be strength plus whatever the weapon does. Or whatever the weapon is, rather. It's strength plus something.
Okay, I have that written down. Just give me a second. Strength plus die 6.
Okay, right, so...
So you don't do wild dice for damage?
No, you do not do wild dice for damage.
Okay, so I have 3 on both dice, so I made 6.
I'm sorry?
I had a 3 on both the dice, so I got 6.
You kill him. You smack him with your tomahawk, it cleaves into his head. As you pull it back out, he tumbles off the train and rolls along the ground.
Okay, then he'll just, look at the other guys, but I can't do any more actions.
So, okay. Fantastically cool. Jessica, you're up.
Yay. I
want to
go up the ladder, right?
That's fine, Paul. I'm sorry. Did mine go off?
No, that would be mine.
No, did mine go off?
No, not yet. Jess, you are at the back of the train. You can go out the door and then up to the top if you want.
Yeah.
Alright, do you have climbing?
No.
D4 plus your wild card.
No. This one?
Triangular.
This one?
Plus your wild card. There you go. Roll it. You make it.
Yay!
Alright, so you are at the top of the train, and because you had to move out the door, that's pretty much all you're going to be able to do at the end of this turn.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah.
No. Don't make me put you on timeout.
Dumb dumb.
Just jumped on him and fell over.
He's...
Ow! Fucking shit!
Timeout time.
Dexter, come on.
Time out time.
That was the inside of my thigh.
Who's on the phone?
No one.
No, it was squad call.
How about her,
Jeff? How about half?
Okay, so Jess is done. That's the end of round one. We're going to do one more round, and I think we're going to call it quits after that.
Well, for squad call in 48 hours.
cares? I didn't say anything
all
else.
All right.
If this is going to be like ending up being taken so seriously because we're recording and I can't laugh and I can't
say
something totally, then I'm not going to want to do it.
No, you can, you're fine. All right.
Seriously dampering my enjoyment of the game to record.
Okay. Celine, you're on a 9. I think you're going first. Yeah, you're going first.
Oh, it changes it every round.
Yeah, it changes up every round. You draw new cards every round. So, you just drew a 9 of diamonds.
Okay. So, I just finished killing one of the guys.
Right.
Yes, nearest.
What? Say again?
Who's the next nearest?
There's one directly in front of you.
Other than the one I killed?
Oh, yeah, you moved up twice, so you were next to two of them.
Okay, so I'll swing at the other guy.
Huh?
I haven't gone like that.
The order changes every round.
But it seems like everyone else went twice and I only went once. No.
No, everybody's only gone once.
Twice.
No, you've only gone once.
I haven't gotten. You're climbing out the window as a second round. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You hooked your thing to the ceiling, to the roof, and then you climbed up.
You just realized that the dog's closed and is approaching.
Oh, yeah. So Celine, you're up. You're up now.
Okay. So I have. You can. Can you substitute move for another action? Or?
No. It's. You can move and do an action. I mean, there's certain other things that you can do on your move action. I just don't remember a lot of what they are.
Okay.
I'll tell you in 1 second. Yeah, it's really pretty much just move right now. So you can attack him, or you can, you know.
So it's either you can move and attack, or just attack. No.
Right, kind of. I mean, if you wanted to cast a spell or something, you can also do that. But that's instead of, like, attacking.
Okay, so I'll just do the attacking then, which is going to be 6 for fighting and 6 wild.
Reroll both of them then.
No, I mean...
Yes.
Okay, so my wild was a 4 and my regular one was a 1.
You miss him.
Okay. And can I try for an extra action penalty?
Yeah, if you want to take another swing, you take a -2 to your next action.
Okay, I'll do that then.
What the hell was that?
They're drilling.
But 1 out of 3 again, that's it.
Alright, so yeah, you swing at him twice, he kind of ducks to each side as he's... there with you.
That's because he knew how powerful I was last round.
Right. Man, are the listeners going to get a kick out of this, because basically that drilling sounds like massive farts coming from your head, Celine.
Lovely, yeah. I asked them to wait a few minutes, but they're like, it's our house, no. So I'm like, okay.
Fantastic. On a... 5 of spades, I get to go next. Because he's standing right... Celine, what's your parry?
My parry is 5, but does that get a penalty because I took an extra action or not?
No.
Okay.
I think
this is
the last one. I turned mine off.
Let's see. So he's going to try and shoot you. And your parry is what, a 5?
Five, yeah.
Yeah, because you're standing right next to him, instead of hitting a normal 4, he has to hit your parry. He rolls a 1 and shoots wildly.
Okay.
Joey, you're up.
Yeah, I'll plug Molly's phone in.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that we have a phone later and only one phone.
That's fine.
And in case of emergency, your phone will last.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and it charges really fast.
No, that's good.
Mine's good for kind of internet. Yeah, internet's not a necessity of being able to make phone calls, though.
Right. Joey, you're up.
Okay, I'm injured. Can I stand?
You're standing up. You didn't fall.
Okay, I want to shoot him.
Alright, well, you're currently shaken. So what you have to do is you have to shake the shaken. And Let me, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second, Joey. I just have to remember how you shake shaken.
Shake
shaken. Hey. 74. Okay, so here's how it works is you've taken a shaken. Oh, you need to make a either a spirit or a vigor roll, whichever is higher. If you get a success of a 4 or higher, you lose your shaken. If you get an 8 or higher, you will be able to act this round.
Wait, say that again.
Okay, which is higher, your spirit or your vigor?
My spirit or my vigor. Is that
It should be on the left side. Left side near the top where it says attributes.
Spirit's a d10, vigor's a d10.
Okay, so just roll a d10 plus a d6.
What's the which one's the d10?
D10 is the one that looks like this.
This one?
Nope. Other one?
This one?
Yes. Plus your wild card.
I got a 2 and a 3.
You got a 2 and a 3. You are still shaken. You can spend a Benny to roll that again, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Or you can,
I'm gonna get killed if I don't.
Okay. Well, you've got an Indian Brave and the Indian Shaman.
I'll just wait.
Who are both in front of you,
I'll let it be.
Trash it. The Indian Shaman basically came up, pulled out a tomahawk, planted it in a guy's skull, pulled him off, and he rolled off the train.
Okay,
so you're gonna hold on for now. I'll take your card, please. And that's that. Jess, you're up.
Yay.
So you're standing at the back.
If I could just... Wait, the reroll, was that one of her edges, or...?
No. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that to you. That's, she can use a fate chip.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that to you. I'm sorry. You could...
Well, I have 3 white fate chips. I'm not 100% sure what they...
Basically, what you can do with the white fate chip is you can either soak a damage roll with one, or you can spend it to reroll... an attack or a skill roll.
Okay, but then I would have just not had 5 penalty, so it wouldn't have made a difference. How often do those recharge? Is it at the beginning of each mission or day or what?
They recharge at each game session. You pull,
okay.
And every periodically I will pass around the fate chip pot, and you can draw a new fate chip from it.
So next week we may or may not still have the same fate chips, or we're in the same combat, so we should still have them?
No, next week you'll have new fate chips.
Oh, okay.
I don't like ending in the middle of combat, but we probably will.
How many a round can you use?
Also, wait, if you use them up, it doesn't matter. At this time, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, Joe, you should have used your fate chip.
Yeah, because it was the last round of combat.
Oh, they're for the day?
They're for the day. They're for the gaming session.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm sorry.
I would have used it.
I'm sorry, guys.
I would have saved
it. I'm sorry. That was my mistake. We can actually back up if Celine, if you want to reuse yours, or if you want to use yours to re-roll.
What can you use once
You can only re-roll once.
I want to re-roll for the first time.
Joey, you've got a blue and a white. You can spend 1 to re-roll, and then if you still don't like the result, you can add on to it. Celine, right now, all you have is whites, you can only re-roll, and you can only re-roll once.
Okay, so I can re-roll my second attack or my first attack? Does it make a difference, or...?
You can re-roll either. We can go ahead and say that you re-roll your first one, so you don't have that minus on there.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to spend the fate chip.
Woohoo! I got a 6 on my purple one. And a 5. So I got 11.
No, hold on. You got a 6 on your...
On my wild one.
Okay, so you re-rolled it and you got another 5s.
5, yeah.
Okay, so roll damage.
So that is my strength plus 6. Plus the dice there. That is 7.
You drop another one, and he is laying on the top of the train car. Joey, if you want to, do you want to re-roll that? Do you want to spend a Benny to re-roll the?
I wanted to re-roll the getting. Can I re-roll the getting?
No, you.
Well, but I didn't know that they went away. You didn't explain the rules.
You'll get healed later. Don't
worry. I got you.
Like before next time we play?
I just in between. You'll probably end up getting healed, yeah. If not, before the next time we play, don't worry, the someone will heal you within the hour.
Before. In an hour?
If you don't get healed within an hour, you have to heal it naturally.
What?
I'll explain. When you take damage...
We need to have these rules explained better.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, we don't know what's going on.
I know. I'm trying... I'm doing my best to try.
Why would we know that the fate chips went away at the end of the round?
I know. I'm sorry. Guys, I apologize. This is my first time running this, same as it's the first time you guys are playing.
I still don't see why she can't go back and do something that she didn't know she could do.
Fine. You want to roll... Sure. You want to roll the silk roll? Roll the silk roll. So you need to spend... the equivalent of a white chip, so it's up to you which one you... Okay. So now you're going to roll...
I say this should be our practice session and just redo it.
Yeah.
Roll whip.
I'm sorry, give me one sec, Joe. I'll tell you what. You can pull one sec.
Hi, Edie. Don't unplug it till it's green or it gets confused. And it'll like say it's taking, I don't know. It's probably mostly charged. Give it like another 20 minutes, it'll probably be fully charged.
Okay.
I know, yeah, no, definitely. When we're done, we'll
you make a vigor roll.
What?
You're gonna make a vigor roll.
Okay, vigor is
D10, I think, for you.
Yeah, that's
okay. So you're gonna roll D10 plus one? Your D. Yeah, D10 plus your D6.
Okay. A 3 and a 9.
A 3 and a 9 or 3 or 6?
A 6.
A 6. Okay. With that 6, you will have success.
That's oh, wait, no, maybe it's...
No, is it 6?
Is it 6? Or
let me see.
Wait, no, maybe I moved it.
No, it was a 6. From what I saw, it was a 6. With a 6, you're gonna soak the wound, so you still would have been shaken.
Okay.
So...
Shaken but not injured?
Shaken but not wounded. Okay, so you still have that shaken, so you still would have... Because I screwed up, I'm going to let you redo that whole turn for you.
What, I know it's my next turn or this turn?
This turn. So if you want to re-roll the shaken result because you don't have the wound on there now.
Okay.
Which means you don't have that minus one.
Okay, so do I take the D10 and the...
Yeah, D10, D6 again.
7 and a 2.
All right, with the 7, you shake the shaken, but you still cannot act.
Okay.
If you want to add... If you want to spend another one of your bennies... You can use that to add a D6 worth. All you really need is one more, so if you spend the Benny, you will have shaken the shaken and you'll be able to act.
Okay.
So we're just going to say that you got whatever you need.
Should I
just
use one. The blue one?
Just whichever one. If you want me to pull from the... Do you want me to pull from the pot or not? Okay.
And what do I...
So now you can act. Are you shoot? Are you going to shoot? Or what?
No, I'm going to shoot at the guys.
Okay. Right now, you've got there's two people left. Here and here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two people kind of in front of you, so you may want to move over so they're not...
Yeah.
So you shift over and move up the train a little bit, and so you're going to make a shooting roll at them.
Uh-huh. Which should I...
Whatever your shooting is, plus your wild card.
Okay, my... Fighting is... Which one's...
No,
my
shooting.
Shooting's
D10. D10 plus a D6.
Okay, I got a 3 and a 2, because I suck at rolling dice, evidently.
Then you miss.
Don't I get a plus 1?
You get a plus 1 for your favorite weapon? Yeah, so that's a 4, so you're going to hit. Roll 2d6.
2d6.
2d6 plus 1, which is the damage on your peacemaker.
Sweet.
Okay, I roll just the d6 and I double it?
No, you roll both d6s.
That's this one too?
Right, you roll both and then you're going to add one.
Okay. A 4, a 5.
So you basically plug him in the shoulder and he goes flying off the side of the train car, spinning like in one of those like classically dramatic ways, and he's down. Jessica.
Yep.
You are.
Wait, with my path, can I only shoot one person? I can fan the thing. So do I?
You didn't say.
I have to say that.
Yeah, you have to. You have to say fanning the hammer to fire more than one bullet.
I didn't know that.
You do now. We're moving on. You've already clipped one guy. So, and actually, you would have had to take minuses.
No, I don't get minuses when I fan the hammer.
You don't get any minuses when you fan
the hammer? I get no minuses when I fan the hammer. No, wait, no, I'm sorry, I take a minus two.
Right, so...
Whatever.
You would have had to re-roll some other stuff, and you would have missed one guy. Jess.
Just don't shoot any of us,
Joey. All she has to do is roll a one on her shooting die. Jess, you're up there. There's one more bad guy left on the train.
Am I still hanging from the side of the
train? Yeah, Bali's flapping. Oh, no, you climbed up, didn't you?
No,
I'm Oh, no, still you're still hanging from the side of the train. Right. You're flapping in the wind. Keep in mind that a round of combat, each time we hand out cards and stuff, is technically 6 seconds of real time.
Oh, so I had been hanging from the train for that long.
Right.
I could have fallen off.
Jess, you're up.
Okay.
So you're back there?
Yeah.
And what would you like to do?
I want to go kill somebody.
You want to go kill somebody? What do you want to go kill somebody with? Are you going to try using your huckster powery things?
Sure.
Okay, so you're going to move up a few squares so you're well within range. And you're going to use what? Soul Blast, I guess?
Sure.
Okay. Roll your Huckster, which is under your skills. Whatever your Huckster score is.
Joey Dusty wants to sugar.
Okay, so roll a D10 plus your D6.
With this one?
Yeah.
And this one?
6-sided. Like a standard die. A wild card, sorry. Roll your wild card. And no, that's not a D10. I'm sorry. It's the clear one with the two on top?
Yeah,
that one.
These two?
Yes.
Okay. I got a 3 and a...
Okay, and with that 6, you will your spell will go off as per normal. And you're going to roll... I'm sorry, I meant to ask. Are you increasing the damage at all?
No. This,
currently it's costing you one... How many bolts are you throwing? It's one power point per bolt.
One bolt.
So you're throwing one bolt and you're not increasing the damage at all?
No.
Okay, so you're going to roll 2d6, which
how
is...
How would you increase the damage? Like, how would you do that?
It's part of her power. She can spend more power points to increase it.
How many power points?
She, I don't know, how many power points do you have? 10?
Yeah.
So you now have currently have 9 power points. You're going to roll 2d6, which is
how
your...
How do you get power points back?
You recharge them naturally. She recharges them naturally.
Like between game? Like
No, within game time. She recharges one every 3 hours.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't be more beneficial for her to use more now, like
right.
Chicks.
Okay. Small game board, board game day. Roll those two. Yes.
4 and 6.
So the huckster flips a card out of her sleeve, or it seems to just appear into her hand. She throws it. It goes whizzing past the Indian brave's head, slicing this guy right across the throat.
Nice.
Blood spurts everywhere, and he tumbles from the train.
Yay, bloody death.
So that is the end of our combat. So you guys have dropped all of your enemies.
What happened at the end of the combat? I haven't gone this round.
Well, all the bad guys are dead. You're still hanging from the train.
But why did you get to go this round?
Well, you can go now because you're now up. So what do you want to do?
I'm taking a nap.
just happy I'm not hanging from the side of the train.
You're still hanging from the side of the train right now.
Okay, well then I want to do something about the fact I'm hanging from the side of the train.
Sorry, I forgot you were hanging from the side of the train.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah! I'm okay!
No, she could probably be like, what the hell happened?
So, yeah, what are you going to try to do to get yourself on this?
Let's see. Do I have my bag with me?
You've got it hanging from, I mean, I don't know. Did you drop your heavy backpack as you're trying to climb up the side of the train or not?
Mine's not as heavy as Joey's. I don't always have to drop it, remember?
You have a lot of stuff.
But small stuff.
That's true.
It's all small stuff. It's like rope and stuff. Right. I specifically made sure it wasn't.
Okay. So, okay, do you still have your backpack?
Yes.
Okay, what are you going to try and do?
Let's see.
Keep in mind that you're currently hanging from a train with one arm completely wrapped up in rope and your backpack's on your back. So trying to get into your backpack and specifically find what you need... is going to be really kind of hard.
But
freaking chandelier! I think I have a head injury.
What do you do? Poor Joey, are you okay?
No. What happened?
Well, what if I just reach into my bag and grab something? How would I go about like figuring out what I got?
roll an agility check first. Let's make sure that you can even get into your bag.
All right.
So whatever your agility is up here,
it's a D8.
Okay, so roll a D8, which is this one plus your wild card die.
Dexter, just this.
The white.
Peter, go away.
Yeah, you reach into your bag, and what are you trying to hit to grab?
My pick.
Your pick. Okay.
Wait.
Let me see.
What's my pick for? Wait, it's a pick.
It's like a mining pick.
Kind of thing. My pick, yeah.
Okay. Let me see your thing. One sec.
It did. Oh, good. That means I cleaned pajamas. So glad I showered already. No, I don't
shower. Okay. What are the largest items in your bag? Your hatchet. Your sticks of dynamite and your pick. Okay.
Dexter!
Roll these. Hold on, wait.
Dexter!
Actually, hold on one second. Roll those.
Dexter!
If you need to get a 50 or below.
That's so.
Okay, you pull out your you manage to pull out your mining pick.
Okay, so with my mining pick, I'm going to hook myself back onto the train.
So you're not flapping around?
No, I'm not flapping around, and I'm going to... And now that I have myself in a more secure area, I'm going to try to climb up again.
Alright,
What do I need to roll to see if I can fall again?
You need to roll your climbing check one more time. I'm going to consider this your movement, even though you've kind of acted already. So it's going to be those two. And it's going to be, it's only going to be a minus one right now because you are using your mining pick to help you climb up.
I have a four and a...
One.
One.
You don't fall, but you don't get any further up the train.
So now I'm stuck to the side of the train with a pick in it. Well, I'm not flailing anymore, that's not...
You're still kind of hanging in the wind here. Now that the combat is over, there's one body still laying on the top of the train. And Celine, are you still hearing us? Just want to make sure.
No, I'm really
sure. Yeah, I'm still hearing you.
Okay. Did you hear everything that just happened, or?
Yeah, the battle ended, and there was something about trying to get up on the train.
Well, Molly's
hanging off the edge.
Yeah, Molly's still hanging off the edge. She managed to pull her mining pick out of her. Out of her backpack and hook it into, slam it into the side of the train. Tried to climb up a little bit further, but really can't get anywhere.
Is it not possible that I can try to get? I don't know his name. The other brave that had just tried to help me up to just pull, like, you know, the rope up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can turn to him and you can say, you know, brave, go great, you know, something along the lines of brave, go.
Ah.
grab the rat.
I'll just be speaking in our language so I can talk properly to him.
Right.
Not properly to anybody else.
Well, no, but you, I mean, if you're still, yeah, I don't know, how, are you talking to him respectfully? Or are you talking to him a little condescendingly?
Well, do respectfully. I'm asking for his help.
Okay. So what are you going to say to him?
I'm just going to, like, point the direction where she's hanging and go, like, how about we help her out, basically.
Okay.
Sweet.
So,
look what the white people are doing. Okay.
So what? Someone coming in?
Kind of like a, you know, what would they do without us type thing.
Yeah, okay. So he hops the gap between the things. So do you. I'm not even going to make you roll that. And
he's going to make a strength check to see if he can't pull the hapless Molly Reynolds. Where do I keep losing their character? He see if he can't pull the hapless Molly Reynolds up
the side of the train.
Up the side of the train. Are you helping him?
Yeah, I'll try to help him.
All right, roll a strength check, which is your strength die plus your wild card.
Plus a wild card, okay. I have a 3 on both.
All right, so you're tugging a bit, but you're not really helping that much. He, in a feat of strength, just basically grabs and just hauls her up. She ends up leaving the pick in the side of the train right now.
I want my pick back!
It's not going anywhere, it's just in the side.
She's ungrateful, I tell you. Ungrateful.
No, seriously, thank you guys, but I do want my pick back.
And I think this is where we're going to end it for now.
I still lost track of what was going on.
Oh, well, like,
alright, so I'm going to stop the recording and we'll continue right from with everybody on top of the train next time.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.